One of the things I noticed in that painting and other paintings, some of the figures are depicted and they're transparent. You can see the sky through their head and a part of a cloud and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What is behind that technique?
Spiritual work is what is the sacred space of a longhouse? And we've been here thousands and thousands of years with our ancestors that walk amongst us in the spirit world. So what is the spirit world? What is it like? What is it like to visit the spirit world, to be amongst your ancestors that walk with you and care for you and be with you? So that's what that painting was about, was to address these things that a lot of people don't understand what it means for me to be in a longhouse and put paint on and kai-ai around the fires and being a noble savage. I've always been the noble savage. I'm going to continue to be the noble savage. I went to residential school, but I'm still the noble savage. I survived the residential school system. My parents were Christians because they were forced into it, but my dad found... he was always involved with the longhouse, and so he went back to it. And he found peace and tranquility within the longhouse, and I've always found that place to be sacred, and so I wanted people to understand that if I'm not at your church and you don't see me standing around you, it's because I'm over there praying in my own way in whatever beliefs that I want to believe in at the time. So they are important works because it enlightens people to understand I'm taking away your fear of me. Now you know what my religious beliefs are. So you don't have the excuse to be racist towards me because now you understand. And so they are very political. They are very spiritual. They're very beautiful. And my job is to enlighten, to entertain, to give you joy, to make you happy, to make you mad, to make you worry. As an artist, my job as an artist is to talk to the world. And if that's a job description, some of the problems that I see that I have to point out and say that let's have a royal commission on logging the world. People talk about saving the world. You know, how are you going to save the world from themselves? These are all colonial government countries. Open up your books and your information and say, how many logging trucks are there in British Columbia? How many logging trucks are there in Russia? How many logging trucks are there in South America? How many logging trucks are there in North America? How many trees are you cutting down a year? Don't you think we should have a discussion to this degree? Well, you're just an Indian. This is the New World Order. You know, we have the United Nations. We're doing our job. Fuck you. Fuckers. It's pure power choking fucking every Indian in all those countries.
Yeah, and everybody else.
And so I'm saying to the world, you're cutting the trees down. You're cutting Mother Earth down, and it's gonna warm up this planet too much when you cut too many trees down. And that's a problem. And they're going, well, I'm a totalitarian, capitalistic, imperialistic pig. Fuck you. You're just an Indian. I'm going, yeah, but you're still killing the planet. And it's wrong. So I may not have any human rights, but I will still say things to this planet. And the planet may not like it because of the color of my skin. But that's too bad. I can't sit around and wait for the planet to wake up to the mess that it's creating. I'm gonna say it and paint it and deal with it. Yeah, confronting things.
And there's an aspect of traditional Coastal Salish work that comes through in your work, and you call avoidism is part of what you use in your own work.
Yeah, I mean it's a one of my statements is that can you have an existential thought under the Indian Act? Is it written under the Indian Act that natives are allowed to have an existential thought? You go, well, you know, that's a really gray area under the Indian Act. I better go check that.
But my copy's full of holes. So can you loan me yours for a minute?
Yeah. So this is the problem of the Indian Act, was that I was questioning, you know, the legalities of humanism.
And you took the Indian Act and you brought it back to the source of the fire, is what you did.
Sure, it was the British North American Act, the Royal Proclamation, the Constitution to the new Constitution. So it stems to the Imperial Queen. I mean, the Grand Poobah of all Ku Klux Klans of the world. She just wears a hoodie, you know,
I see.
When she goes to sleep, but she takes it off in public.
I see.